Let's bring in Sarah Spoonholtz. What a horrible introduction. Sarah, I wouldn't blame you for hanging up on me right now. As I was explaining to you prior to getting started here, my brain is completely disconnected this morning. I don't know how to fix that. Do you have any sure shot remedies on how to reconnect the disconnected brain?
I don't.
You don't?
Unfortunately, though, I think it's a symptom of the holidays. Two short work weeks back to back. I mean, I will forget today going, I don't know what day it is.
Well, that's a start. At least I have something to blame it on. I don't know how to fix it, but at least I have something to explain it. So anyway, Sarah is here from Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. And how are you, young lady? Did you have a good Christmas? As Christmas can go in this day and age?
Yeah, it was quiet. It was pretty low key, but it was good. Got to see my parents. Got to see my oldest brother for a little bit. FaceTimed with my other brother and his girls who are down in North Carolina. So, I mean, it was pretty good. I did lose my headphones though. So, if anyone happens to find a pair of headphones, it might be mine.
Well, okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind. I'll look around here. Although I don't know why they would have shown up here, but.
they wouldn't be there.
Okay. Well, we've got some extras laying here if you're really in need. So anyway, hey, where are we going here this morning? It's almost a brand new year. We're looking at the possibility of stimuluses or stimuli, if that's a more appropriate term there, and also help for business on the horizon. What's your assessment of where we stand with the signing of the new COVID relief bill?
I have not had a chance to review it, but it sounds like from what I've heard, it's better than the initial one that came out. That one, very controversial. That one only had the $600 stimulus for people, a lot of funding going overseas, not staying here in the U.S. That was kind of a big point that people were pretty upset with. But it sounds like this one is a lot better. So hopefully, fingers crossed. I know there's lots of people who still need it. Lots of things still happening negatively in our country right now in terms of COVID. So I think any help at this point is definitely good help. I did see that
See, I'm rubbing off on you, and that's just not a good thing in any way, shape, or form.
That's what it was. Unemployment benefits were being extended again through March. So I think that's another good thing, too. And right now, lots of jobs most likely will start to become available again in January, the last 2 weeks of the year. Usually January is when a lot of jobs start to become available, but I know that there's still people who are a little hesitant to go return to the workforce, so that'll be a good thing for them. But in looking ahead to Q1, you've been in radio for a long time. I was in radio for quite a while as well. Q1 can be a bit of a challenge, which is January, February, and March. So trying to find ways to help businesses who are still going to be impacted, at least from the first 15 days of the month. Restaurants still no dine-in, only being able to do takeout and delivery. So that's going to be our big focus, is really helping businesses in the first quarter.
Well, I saw a couple of interesting, if not close to fascinating, stories here regarding the economy. And one of those was about our patronage of restaurants through this pandemic. Now, this was a nationwide study, but it said our spending in restaurants is only down 1%. From the previous year. In some cases, in some states that are a little more open and or liberal than we are, spending in restaurants was actually up as much as 26%. Michigan's, I think, was down somewhere between 10 and 11%, which I guess is encouraging. Those restaurants that have been able to hang in there, to stick it out, and through the takeout and the delivery service, I guess have been basically doing that, hanging in there. We've not seen a falling off the cliff in our spending in restaurants. So I guess that's some good news.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, we heard some really great numbers during the beginning of the Buy Local Berrien Challenge. that, you know, one restaurant was up 30% over prior weeks and months just from the challenge, which we will be continuing into 2021 as well. We also heard at a few other places that, you know, they've seen enough to at least keep their doors open for a little bit longer, but, you know, you'd be amazed at how much money, you know, that 20% down can be. I mean, that can be a pretty significant number. But, I mean, that is a lot better than, you know, 40-50% higher.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, we know that grocery stores have been doing very well through this. I've heard I've heard from people that own and run convenience stores, the gas station / convenience stores, that they've been having a good year, all things considered. And, you know, then we get some other news that the real estate market in Berrien County is doing well still. There's an article in the Herald Palladium this morning about how Berrien County ranks as a good place for manufacturing. So, and that combined with the coronavirus vaccination news, I think we have reason to be optimistic heading into 2021.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that while we've lost the momentum, Southwest Michigan has done a fantastic job of building that momentum. A lot of the individual communities have done a fantastic job of building up their individual momentum. So I think this was just a small pause of that. But I think moving forward, we'll be able to continue to catapult off of that. I mean, especially with a lot of the positive articles that have come out, you know, being, you know, we've got Buchanan, that's the nicest place. Country, we've got, you know, the other positive stories that are coming out of Berrien County. We're seeing still great things. I mean, people are still wanting to move here. People are still wanting to live here. Because, you know, it is such a, not only a beautiful place, but just in terms of, like, raising a family, we are probably second to none in terms of, like, cost of living and quality of life.
Yeah, that the results of that move to Southwest Michigan effort from Cornerstone were amazing. And you know, generated interest and activity from all over the country, kind of targeted at Chicago, but everybody was going, hey, you know, sitting up and taking notice and going, let me in on that.
Yeah, they had over 200 applications in 2 weeks. So that's, I mean, you know, that's quite a few people who are definitely wanting to come here and live here. I mean, yeah, the incentive was fantastic, but I think there's also something to be said about just about Southwest Michigan and the people that are here too.
Well, if we can make some progress on the COVID front to the point where we can start reviving the tourism industry so that all of these new hotels have a better year than I'm sure they did this year. What is the Chamber's focus coming up in 2021? I know it's been a challenge for you to do your typical, your normal get-togethers and that sort of thing. What's the Chamber's focus looking ahead into 2021?
We are still just focused on helping businesses in Berrien County recover from all of this. That's one of the big things right now, too. But it's also re-engaging the advocacy side of things with Lansing, continuing that this year. We have begun the process of re-engaging it, but really continuing to move forward with that. And also just, you know, building and pushing our brand overall is really kind of what we're going to hone in on.
Do you have any either real or virtual get-togethers on the calendar anytime soon? I know you had to go virtual with a lot of those things early on. Are you still trying to work in that way to keep your people or give them still an opportunity to connect? Because I know that's a lot of what the Chamber is about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we're doing virtual coffee chats on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. So we paused for a couple of weeks due to the holidays, you know, let people kind of focus on their families and such. We will begin those the second week in January. So we'll be doing Tuesday and Wednesday alternating weeks. Dates for those and registration information is available on our website, smrchamber.com. And then we also, March 10th, we'll be doing our annual meeting, an awards ceremony for our business recognition awards. We'll be teaming up with the Alliance with that, as well as the Women's Business Center at Cornerstone Alliance with that. That one is, we're hoping it'll be some type of a hybrid style event that we'll be able to have at least limited capacity in person, but if not, then it will be a fully virtual event. So we've got more information on that coming soon.
I would imagine with fewer and fewer of physical get-togethers, the meatball and chicken wing market has been depressed over the last year or so.
You know, it's funny that you say that because, interestingly enough, I heard from a couple of people that Rogers Suzanne, they have like their chicken tender lunch or dinners, and they've actually, there has been a chicken tender shortage or like a chicken shortage. So they've had to change things up a little bit. So while, yeah, that might have been slightly impacted by, you know, not having in-person events, there also seems to be a shortage. So apparently, you know, somebody is selling those somewhere. Meatballs, I don't know about.
Before we get together again in a couple of weeks, could you do me a favor and look into that meatball question? Because I think that's really important. Well, we can only hope that, like I said, with the rollout of the vaccines here for everybody that come spring and summer, we can get back to a situation where we can actually look at each other, talk to each other, see each other in person outside of behind a mask at Meijer or Rogers.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird is what it's going to be. People aren't going to know how to physically interact. We're going to have to reintroduce ourselves to maybe even shaking hands. Who knows?
Hugging? Who? What?
Sarah, it has been... to say the least, a bizarre year. I think we've come through it kind of okay. I know, as you've said, across the board, not everybody has had the same kind of year as everybody else. Some have really struggled, particularly as in the hospitality and restaurant business. Others have done okay. And even on the other end of that spectrum, some have thrived through this. But we have made it through 2020, and we put our positive cap on and look ahead to 2021.
Yes, definitely.
So I will let you go on that note, and I'm going to Google how are meatballs doing, and I'll let you know how that goes, all right? Sarah, have a wonderful day. I promise the next time we get together, I will have my brain engaged because for whatever reason, it's just flopping around in there this morning. You have a good day today, and we'll catch up in a couple, all right?
All right. Happy New Year.
You too. Thanks, Sarah.